A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Lads to Dads. I was going to do the old, and another episode of Lads to Dads. I'm Ben.
And I'm Matt.
How are you, Matt?
I'm good, thanks.
I've literally gone a different route there, haven't I? Normally, big it up a little bit, but I've shot straight in.
Yeah.
And you weren't ready.
No, sorry. Yeah.
Are you ready now?
Yeah.
Do you want me to go again?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Lads to Dads. Does that sound like an auctioneer?
Yeah.
No. Anyway, new episode, new rules.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm all right, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. Obviously, we had our last episode. We put out quite a while ago.
Yeah.
And things have been hard, but we're moving on. We're pushing on. We're getting things back on track.
Yes.
The boys are back in town.
Yeah.
And that's when you'll edit in some music that goes, "The boys," you know, that bit.
Yeah.
To be fair.
I'll tell you a little thing that I just blows my mind every time. You know, Thin Lizzy, who did that track.
Who?
Thin Lizzy, who did that song, "Boys Back in Town."
Is that what you call my sister before she got fat?
And I think, I'm sure it's them, and they did Whiskey in the Jar and all that lot. They're from Ireland.
Yeah.
I thought they were American. Like, they
do, you know, are you got Irish blood in you or anything like that?
I just got family in Ireland. I know,
so. Do you remember when we went away? Oh, my fucking God.
Anyone who's Irish, I had to tell
if
them.
You ever meet Matt out and about, right, and, you know, if you see us doing videos or anything, just ask Matt if he's, say that you've got family in Ireland, and then just sit there for the next 3 hours and let him tell you about his fucking family tree.
The thing is, I like to relate to people. You know, when I talk to them, I like to relate to them. It's how to win friends and influence people. You know, I like to try and, you know, relate to them, have a conversation where we're both on the same wavelength. But what ends up happening is I just talk at them and talk and talk.
And you do. You grind them down.
Yeah.
But you don't go, you do that. You find the weakest in the group. So
I'm like a hyena.
Yeah, you wait for the weak one and you know that there's no escape. He has to listen to your story and you feel better.
I look and go, he looks like he's got a kind face.
Yeah.
He'd never say no.
And you trap him at the bar. You got one out and you go, you won't let him pass. He's like, I'm just him to the toilet. You don't need one, mate.
You don't, do you know that they actually call toilets water closets? And then that's it, it's gone. I'm into Faxville.
Faxville. Yeah. That's where you live, innit?
There's no way they can escape after that.
Well, I want to briefly talk about something that you mentioned off air.
Yeah.
You were in the Decentraland last night.
Right, so yeah,
and
that's...
I think you a duty of care, right, to our listeners... They need to know the full story of...
So, this is another thing that, you know, we were saying, like, I just talk at people and bore them to death.
Yep, got it.
I was out with my other friend yesterday.
Yeah.
We went for some pizza and that, and then I went back to his house and watched Ready Player One. It wasn't a date or anything, we just did that.
Okay.
And then he actually took me there to watch that film because I bored him to death so much about the metaverse throughout the whole thing. I could actually see his face, like, he yawned 4 or 5 times and didn't hide it. You know, sometimes when you're, like, you're talking...
He got that far into it, he was like, I'm going to have to start giving him some symbols.
Yeah, whereas it's usually, if you're yawning, you're really bored, you sort of do the thing, or you try and keep your jaw together, and then your eyes go a bit funny, and people can still tell.
Yeah, you look like you're having some sort of seizure.
Yeah, you do that, and then you just carry on, you tell when they're looking away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He didn't do that, he just went, oh.
Oh, fucking shut up.
Oh, this is fucking boring.
But you kept going.
Yeah, I carried on. And then he was like, it sounds like a film I know. So I was like, oh, yeah. He said, sounds like Ready Player One. So I was like, all right, okay. Oh, what's that about? You know, let's just go back to my house and watch it. Because he knew that you have to be quiet during a film. Yeah. And that was the best way to shut me up. But anyway, yeah, I've just been like looking around
dabbling,
these places.
Some would say.
Yeah, dabbling in. I want to get there early. I want to start looking. I want to be, it's like Mars, really, isn't it? It's like finding Mars, being able to go on there and getting there before anyone else and start setting shit up, right? So I was there.
Mm-hmm.
Only thing is, I think quite a lot of young kids are there before me. Do you know what I mean?
You're not the first.
No, I'm sitting here thinking, but then you realise you're surrounded by a lot. Well, there's adults and everyone else there anyway. And it's in the Horizons bit, this new Facebook stuff. It's really good. Went to watch like an MMA fight. I watched 2 Chainz and it was I'm surrounded by these Americans that I don't know.
I'd love to see you at a 2 Chainz concert.
Yeah, I know, because I was like...
So why is he called 2 Chainz?
Well, that's what was funny.
Oh, it's the 2 Chainz round, isn't it? That's what you'd be like.
Well, what happened, actually, I was in there, and there was these guys from Chicago, and this other guy, and this guy with dreadlocks came up to me, and you can do things with your hands where you make, like, different stuff like that, do you know what I mean? Like, you can make your hand, manipulate your hands.
Right.
So I'm there, like, giving it all this with my little avatar.
Yeah.
Real, real white. Like, as white as you can get.
Yeah, like proper, like, nerd white dancing.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Like, I was, like, pretty white.
So, like, your normal dancing.
Pretty fly for a white guy type.
Got
guy.
It.
Anyway, these two guys, I think they tried to bully me, right? I think they thought I was some, like, guy that they could just bully in the metaverse. They don't know me.
Little did they know.
They don't know I've been here for all 5 minutes. So, anyway, came up, went, hey, man, what signs are you throwing up there? And then the other guy was like, and they were real, like, typical American
bullies. Like American bullies.
Yeah. He went, what?
You're not welcome around here, punk.
Yeah, exactly.
You're going to get Smashville.
One came at this side and the other came at this side of me. And he what are you throwing up there?
Did you go, fuck off, I'm from home?
So I went, you what, mate? So he went, what are the gangsters? Who are you affiliated to? To his friend, like
you were getting proper mugged off.
They were trying to mug me off and stuff. So
no, they were mugging.
They were mugging me off. Right. So I just turned. I was like, "You what, mate?" So he went, "What are the gang signs you're throwing up?" So I didn't really know what to say. I didn't have a funny comeback.
But where
are
you throwing signs at?
It was
just a dance.
It was just like I was just pretending to do the dance, but because it was like proper American like banter, I didn't really have much to come back to.
Mm.
So I just carried on doing it. Like,
oh, you showed them!
I didn't really have anything to say about it.
Did you say anything? Did you respond?
I went like this, and I went, you what, mate? So then I just carried on doing it. And then I did the classic thing that, you know, like a 12-year-old does when he ain't got a comeback. So I just kept going, you what, mate? You what, mate?
I thought you were like deaf or something for not replying.
Yeah, I know. So I just didn't really know what to do. So that was it. And I just thought, it's not for me in here.
Do anything else in Decentraland?
So I ended up, there's like a ship you can go on type thing. And you end up in this sort of, I was on the ship. And I realised that I looked around, I was on my own on the ship, but I seen a load of people, there was like an island in the distance.
Yeah.
And there was one other person on the ship, and I saw them, they just jumped off and like sort of swam towards this island. So I thought, you can swim. So I just sort of jumped off, took the risk.
Yeah.
And then just sort of floated to the island.
Mm-hmm.
And I got there, and I have to be careful about what I'm saying here, because I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but... It was a strange experience for me.
Right.
Once I got to the island,
there
was like a little fire. There was a little like checkers, like lots of different stuff. And this avatar thing came towards me, guy or whatever, came towards me and it said something like Def John, right? D-E-A-F.
Def as
John.
In Connie.
Yeah, yeah. And you can obviously hear
carry on.
Well, obviously, deaf people, they can't talk properly a lot of the time if they've been deaf from a young age.
No.
So he started just making the deaf noises at me.
Like?
And then doing that. I'm not going to do the noise. I can't do the noise. That's that. I don't think it's right.
You're not trying.
I'm not taking the mickey. I'm just saying.
No, but what were you hearing?
You know, like the noises. So...
You can see the fear on your face.
But imagine this, right? So I said, and I didn't really know how to respond because because you can't lip read because they're avatars.
Yeah,
he sort of starts doing the things with his hands, the Makaton or the
sign language.
So, and this is such a stressful situation for me, right? Because
why were you there? Why didn't you just fuck off? Oh,
because it's not
every day you get to see Def John, is it?
Well, it's not just their island, right? He's in Lord of the Flies. I can be there as well, but then I realised I shouldn't be there because once I started saying, I don't know sign language. Obviously, he couldn't hear me properly, and then all of a sudden couldn't lip read. So he's getting angrier and angrier, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I don't know, like Def Boy George or whatever it said on his thing, another deaf guy came up, and then another one came up, and I realised I was sort of trapped on an island full of these deaf people, and I wasn't supposed to be there because I wasn't deaf, and I think it was like they discovered me.
So they knew that you weren't deaf, and
maybe they were bullies as well. Maybe it's just a place full of bullies, but they were basically then turning on me in there because I wasn't.
But how did you know they were turning on you? Well, you can't read song
because they were all getting really angry and started trying to hit me, and like, so I ran up at
some. Was the noise level through the roof?
Well, you can imagine a lot of them are making the same noises, and they're all coming towards me. It was quite like
fucking petrified.
It was quite intimidating, right?
What the fuck? Where were you? Just sat in your living room doing this?
Yeah. Right? So I've got this headset on my own, not able to tell anybody. I'm not
fucking
like
hell.
It's not like I'm not sat next.
John, pack it in.
If I was sat next to like if I had a girlfriend or a wife or whatever, I could turn around to them and be like, fucking hell, I'm getting attacked by a lot of deaf kids, right? But I couldn't really say that. And I think also, if I did turn to somebody, people would be like, that's offensive. And I'd be like, but I'm not being offensive, it's just the situation I found myself in.
Why the fuck? Hold on a minute. Why the fuck would you be like, with your bird in your house, and you go, oh, laugh!
Well, because that's a relationship, isn't it, really?
Oh, babe, sit there and watch me on Deaf Island.
Well, that's what happens in relationships, doesn't it? The first few weeks, it's like shagging.
No, you've been out of a relationship too long because it's nothing like that. You're not allowed to do anything you want, mate.
Hear me out and tell me if I'm wrong, right? This is the evolution of a relationship. First few months, shagging all the time, like constant shagging.
Can't stop.
Right? Cannot stop fucking each other, right? Then it gets a little bit more like, oh, let's do something like more worthwhile in our lives. Let's go, I don't know, travelling or on a, you know, to a, let's go on holiday or let's just go to like the local, whatever it is. You start going on these like.
You do a little play date, a little adventure.
Little adventure days and
let's
stuff.
Let's do a weekend
yeah.
down in Cornwall and film it for everyone to see.
Yeah, then it's like, why don't you move in with, you know, why don't you start. There's no point in you.
You
leaving,
stay over quite a lot. Why don't you move in?
You're constantly leaving your toothbrush here and you.
And
you
as
know,
a red blooded male, you hear those words and they've asked you, you think, we're just going to be shagging all the time.
Yeah.
I've got to work. Come home. Shaggle time. Go out play football on
but
Saturday.
It's a trap.
It's a trap.
Once you move in, it's like...
Bang, leg shut.
Would you be able to put that washing on? Because I need to do this. Would you be able to do this? Would you be able to do that? And then all of a sudden, slowly but surely...
Dictatorship.
Things start happening where it's not. It's no longer an equal relationship. It's
or the first time they shout at you.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, and then unfortunately I shout back and that's what ruins it for me because everyone's like, you're horrible! And it's like, I'm just responding to like...
Treat how you want to be treated.
Anger is not a primary emotion.
No.
So, and then eventually, once you're like a year or two in, maybe even less sometimes, you're on a settee scrolling, she's on a settee scrolling.
It's the stage I'm at the moment.
And the telly's on. No one's watching the telly. Right. Everybody's scrolling. So having an headset on is basically exactly the same as having your head stuck into that phone. Am I wrong?
No, I don't think you are because I'm at the stage where I go at home and they're just all scrolling on their phones. Granted, I get my phone out now and again, but I'd be like in the kitchen cooking dinner because I'm the house cook.
Yeah.
You are looking and go, dinner's ready. Like just covered in fucking noodle and shit.
Yeah.
And they're just, yeah, they're in a minute. Carry on scrolling. And then I start to be like, well, if it's cold, it'll go cold. So I turn into my mum.
Yeah.
I'm like, if you don't eat all your dinner, finish those vegetables. I'm like, basically, just one parent for the whole house.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, when you first, you know, when me and, you know, my wife got together, it was what you said at the beginning. It's all love and lust. It's all lust.
Yeah.
And now it's, you know, it's just.
When you do have sex, you're both just thinking about a different person.
Mm.
Yeah.
She definitely is.
Yeah. As much as people say they're not, they are, aren't they?
Does
really?
Your... Emily still scrolls whilst we're having sex.
Yeah, she's trying to find pictures of Jeff from work so she can remember it. Cause
Jeff.
Because as you get older...
Jeff's the name you went with.
Yeah, Jeff. Jeff the midwife.
Here's Jeff.
Yeah, so... No, it's... I don't know. Like, I think that's going to be the future because People are so locked into this. If you'd have told somebody 20 years ago that they wouldn't, that they would be on, I don't know, stuck on their phones just looking at people's holiday photos or whatever it is, pictures of their cat or whatever, people would be like, yeah, maybe for like 15 minutes of my day, max, I've got things to do. That is literally what people do now, isn't it? And so now I think in 5 years' time, honestly, it's so like immersive. Once you're in there, you're in a completely different world. So I think everybody's just going to be sat with these headsets. Already we're sat in a phone.
Do you remember it used to be like, don't get too close to the telly, it's bad for your eyes. Now we got our phones here.
Strap on. Well, we get the
headset. Strap on. And then the strap on came out.
We strap one on our headset.
Don't get close to that telly. I've got the strap on out.
You'll
no,
get
Dad,
it.
No, Dad, no!
You'll get it swift and hard.
Dad, no, not the whole... Mate, it's a bit too strong, that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you basically went on there, but you got bullied by all people.
I got bullied by some guys in Chicago. I don't like me in the metaverse, because I'm not
one to get...
Do you
have to build your avatar?
You can do, but this is the thing. In the real world, I'm not one to get bullied, but I think avatar me, like metaverse
all
me,
over you.
I think people walk all over me because I
but
don't.
How did after you got off it, how did you feel? Did you put the headset down and go, fucking hell, that was, well, you know, like if a kid comes home from school, like Caleb, he's had some issues at school, he comes home and he's like, you can tell he's had a tough day. But did you sit down first before you went into the metaverse? You had it all like hunky dory at home, you got the heating on, you've had your dinner, you got some sweets if you want, and you've gone, oh, I might see what's going on. And then you've come out of there. And you've had such a hard time. How did it sit with you?
Do you know what it is, mate? And this is, it didn't feel great. And I think, actually, I'll tell you what it is. No, I didn't give a shit because I can just literally take it off and I'm back to the real world.
I don't want this anymore!
Throw it out the window.
This is shit!
I think the reason why I've got walked all over in the metaverse is, in the real world, you can turn around and go, shut the fuck up, you silly cunt, right, to somebody, or whatever, or you can resort to whatever you resort to, right? But in the metaverse, old Zuckerberg records everything, so you have to agree to it be recorded, and if somebody says what you said is offensive, they take the last, like, 3 minutes or whatever of that situation. It's constantly recording and rolling over the top of it, and then you get banned, you get all these other things. I think the whole, like, fear of being cancelled is and monitored all the time stops you coming out with, like, funny stuff or, like, yeah. Or, like, getting back at you. Same as what's happening in the real world, whereas if it was in the real world, you wouldn't give a shit what you said.
No.
But because it's, like, being watched over by... It's weird.
But that's like, he's like God then, isn't he?
In a way, yeah.
Because then he can control everything.
He literally controls everything in there.
But imagine that, if, like, you were the only one... Like, you were banned, and you were off the grid as such.
Yeah.
You're the real winner.
Well, I was saying this to
it's chat. Like when you're excluded from school. I'm at home.
Yeah, exactly. I used to love getting suspended. It's like, oh, you're suspended. And I was like, oh, no.
Oh,
I
mean, what? I can just 4 days off school?
Meet up with all my other loser mates who are suspended.
Yeah, because when I come back in 4 days, I'll be so much fucking calmer. Yeah,
exactly. Oh, thanks for giving me that kick.
Four-day break.
To come out.
Oh, I'll come back all refreshed. You're getting your fucking head kicked in when I get back.
God, I'm now going to have to sit on a field with a bottle of White Lightning and 20 Richmond Super Kings.
Oh, at the age of 9. Fuck!
This is giving me some time to meditate.
Have you learned anything? Well, I don't drink too much White Lightning.
you can still get an hangover when you're 10.
But thanks for having me back.
Mate, what a combo that was back in the day. I have 10 Lambert or 10 Richmond Super Kings and a bottle of White Lightning. I looked back on it and I thought, what a loser. But at the same time, what a great time.
Did you feel like a proper legend back then? How much was a pack of 10 back then?
£2. I'll tell you why I know, because I had an economy going at school and everybody had an economy in our little group. What you'd do is you'd wait outside. My mum's going to kill me. She probably knows. You had to wait outside.
Mate, you're
shop.
35 now, and so if your mum flares up, you tell her to pack it in.
Just calm down a bit.
My mum had a go at me like the other week. She's like, don't do that. And I was like, who the fuck do you mean to? I did say sorry, mum.
I'm a grown-up now. Yeah.
No, I'll do it my way.
So what you'd do is you'd wait outside shop. You'd go around school and go, lends 10p, please, mate. Lends 10p, please, mate. Lends 10p. Everybody, you'd ask loads of people for 10p. Gradually, you'd build up £2, right? That's your starting point of your business, right?
But, what's it called? Busking.
Yeah, basically, if you're getting your money for free, right?
Just looking for investors.
Exactly, right? This is it. I was bloody dragging investors, right? Angel investors at that point, right? So you'd build your £2.
Yeah.
You'd then go and stand outside shop and you'd say, we're going for me, mate, 10 Lambert. We're going for me, mate, please, 10 Lambert. Until somebody would go in for you for 10 Lambert, right? Get your 10 Lambert. Next day at school, you'd sell each cig for 50p, sometimes a quid to the rich kids or the ones who just didn't really like, they just wanted to be cool.
Is there rich kids in Hull?
Yeah, so you'd want, they'd be like the ones that wanted to be really cool and they were willing to pay a quid for the cig. You could potentially, even if you sold each cig for 50p, you've got 10 there, you've earned a fiver off that packet.
It's two extra packs, isn't it?
You've got two extra packs, but you don't get two packs, you get another pack, and then you go and spend the other little bit. Well, I think it's like 90p or a quid for a 2 litre bottle of White Lightning at the time.
Fucking hell.
That's cheap, isn't it? So you go, you get your bottle of White Lightning. That's for your weekend, right? So if you're on field with your mates or whatever, sometimes weekday, right? But you'd go in.
That was like at school, like that was the every week the procedure, wasn't it? You'd start Monday, but right, I need beer, I need fags or whatever you're doing. Yeah. I need it by Friday. And people think you're going to school to learn. But you're hustling.
You were absolutely learning how to run a business. So then every day you'd get that other packet of cigs, right? So you've got your cider for the weekend. That's been taken out of the equation now.
Don't worry about that.
And that's stashed in a bush somewhere. That's not at home.
You don't tell anyone where you've put it.
That is stashed in a bush. Let's go to the stash, right? But yeah, you'd only let your closest mates know where the stash is. So then you'd know if they're stealing your product, right?
They got to get chopped up, chefed up.
Yeah. So then for the next week, you've already got your initial investment for your packet of cigs. You don't need to ask anybody for money. No more need for any investors, right? You then start selling.
You're your own tycoon now.
Exactly. Every day, you're selling the cigs, right? Yeah. You can now make double your packs of cigs each day. So by the end of the week, you've made, what, two packs of... You're using one pack a day, and you're earning two... So you've got two packs of... a pack of cigs for every day next week, every 5 days next week, and you've gone and you've got your other one. So next week, you're doubling, you're going up.
And before you know it,
you're buying resin. Yeah. And you start.
You've got your White Lightning, you've got your 10 packs of cig, you've got bitches all over you. You're the real cash cow then at school.
Yeah, but
imagine, none of this like learning fucking geography shit.
Yeah, but this like any business, you've got you've also got competition because all your mates are doing it as well. So you're behind, let's call it the back of the bike sheds, but it was like the game shed. So you're there and you're now trying to get your customers. Mm. Everybody's there. You have to get in quick. Do you want to buy a cig? You have to try and hustle people before you get to the game shed because by the time you got there, you've got four or five kids with packs of 10 all trying to sell at the same time.
Did you think about, you know...
where you learn marketing.
So I've got a real problem at the moment where Theo and Ronnie, like Ronnie is 3 in February and from the age of 1 to 2 or 1 to just over 2, he'd eat really well. So I could like give him like risotto or like vegetables. Like he's still, he's like a crackhead for a bunnet of fucking strawberries.
Yeah.
Now he's been following his bigger brother who just wants like chips and fucking turkey dinosaurs, or like I make him scrambled egg with some tomatoes and he's like no, and then you end up caving in because you want him to eat.
Yeah.
You're like, well, you've got to eat, and he's like fish fingers, like he's crying at the freezer for fish fingers.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're fucking pathetic, like you should be, you know my dad fucking kicked lumps out of me for crying at the freezer.
Yeah.
So you end up making them fish fingers and chips, and then you're watching them glug it all this processed food down. I can't get anything else in them, so I'm really struggling with that. I don't know what to do.
I'm exactly the same. I think it's... Autumn's got her staples that she's always liked, and I'm happy she likes them. She likes her broccoli, cucumbers, sweet corn, and peas, and what's the other one? Those are, like, veggies. She'll have it with anything and always eat it. But then now she's gradually... she keeps saying it to me. Like, she's like, that's a healthy choice, isn't it? This is a healthy choice. And I'm like, yeah, you should try it. And she's like, I don't think I like it until I'm older, Daddy. So I was like, no, you will like it now. Just give it a try. And I keep trying to, like, push her to say, I'll tell you, like, a little trick, like a secret. If you keep eating things, eventually you start to like them. You just got to keep trying them every time and just keep trying to try them. And she's like, yeah. But
you shouldn't tell her that.
No.
Because think about what...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Boys are going to say to her.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, first time it hurts.
Yeah, I know. To be honest with you.
Oi, that's a sick thought. Well, that's my fucking goddaughter. Oh, get out!
You know what, though? In a way, I am starting to try and teach her certain things that I never thought about when I was younger until I started watching these, like, parenting videos and stuff.
Yeah.
And I know, like, sometimes she shouldn't, like, take too much of it to heart. Sometimes she'd just be like, chill out. But I did think about it. You know, like tickling? You know, when you tickle someone?
Fucking horrible, isn't it?
Well, it is horrible. But she... Like, I remember when I was getting tickled and stuff when I was younger, and I'd say, stop, stop, stop. The person would just carry on tickling. Yeah. But I've realised now that I need to teach her that when somebody says stop, if she says stop, they need... To, I know it's, like, really, like, off the point of tickling and then rape. But I do think it's a good... How can she see it as a healthy, normal thing to stop if her dad, when he's tickling her and she says stop, just carries on? That's like subconsciously teaching somebody that it's okay to carry on when somebody says stop. But at the at first I was like, yeah,
yeah, you've gone from tickling to rape. It's quite a big thing.
But this is that's my point, is it's all about like consent, right? So it's like, and I know this sounds so like new agey, worldy, whatever, but I do like, just when she's saying stop, I tickle for a little bit longer, but I don't just like carry on. And that's
what you've always been like with girls, don't you?
Yeah, no, just a little bit longer. I'll finish now anyway.
I said stop.
No,
I look like a ring donut, glazed donut.
But it's like, I do want to teach her that if she says stop about anything, it should be respected.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And I know people sit there and go, oh, fucking hell, like it's tickling, like chill out. But it's not just tickling. That's teaching somebody that if she says stop, you can just carry on and men can do what they want.
One of the best things, you know, what you should get Autumn into is when she's like a couple more years older, seven to ten, get her into Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've rolled with a few girls, pardon the pun, and, you know, a guy gets hold of a bird, he's going to outstruck, like, jiu-jitsu designed for the small man to beat the big man. Technique beats power. And, you know, someone grabs a girl who knows how to knows Brazilian jiu-jitsu at a good level, was trained quite a few years, the guy's going to get fucking put unconscious. Well, no ifs or buts.
I don't know if I need to actually, mate, because this is what, going back to the food thing, it's like the other day, Autumn's gone through a bit of a shift at the moment, right? And it's, I was looking into it, and apparently it's like, you know, you have the terrible twos. Well, nobody talks about the fucking fours, right? Because these Oi, are like,
don't I know it?
Yeah, I mean, and I've learned that apparently it's because their vocabulary and everything else that is like top draw now, and it's much better.
Is, yeah, but compared to my boys.
But it's nah, your lads.
No,
are,
no, I'm not having that. Autumn's like fucking throwing out poets and sonnets, like doing poems and sonnets. I've got Ronnie and Theo like, hello, you guys.
But I think girls advance a little bit faster than boys, don't they, in a lot of things. But it's not just. But she but so it's really hard to understand that they don't necessarily. Apparently, they're like part of their brain, the hippocampus, and all this part of the brain hasn't developed yet enough to know fully like the difference between right and wrong and all these other like how to like deal with their emotions and their feelings. But their vocabulary makes you think that. They do.
Yeah.
So, and a perfect example of it was the other day, we were sat, and I'd done some spaghetti hoops on toast, healthy, and...
White bread.
Yeah. No, I did get her a white and wheat. And then, yeah, so I sat there. This is a standard thing to do, surely, right? You get the stuff, and you pour it on the top, like beans or whatever it is, you pour it on top of the toast, right? So she's eating... She's doing, like, just watching telly. She's eating it. Everything's normal. And she's been eating it for the past, like, at least 2 or 3 minutes. All of a sudden, high-pitched scream. Like, a really high-pitched scream. And, like, I'm like, shit, what's wrong? Like, what's happening? What's going on? And she's sliding down the chair, like, crying. And, like, you know how kids, when they just slide down chairs... And she's like slamming things everywhere and screaming, and I can't get anything out of her. And I'm like, "What's the matter? What have you done? Have you hurt yourself? What's like, what's going on? What's going on?" Like I'm running around,
trying help, to help!
my child's broken.
She's sliding off the chair.
She's broke, right? So then eventually she come round back to normality. Still like, so I said, are you okay? What's happened? Have you bitten your lip or your tongue or something? And she went, spaghetti hoops on the toast, like this, and starts like screaming. I went, yeah, man. Yeah. And she didn't like it. Apparently now, from now on, she does not like any food touching.
Right, Ronnie loves watermelon.
Yeah.
But Fia will only have it. Ronnie will eat through the pips, no fucking worries.
Yeah.
Crunches away, spits them out. I've seen them come out of him the other end.
Animal.
If there's like a pip, say he's eating this bit, but there's a pip like there, he will have a full-on fucking meltdown that there's a pip there. Instead of using his fucking brain and scraping it off and putting it on the plate, he will go, like, he'll just put his hand, he goes, he puts his head on the floor and he puts his hands in it, he won't make a noise. And I'm like, is he fucking dead? And I was like, what's wrong? And he goes like, all, you know when they go all limp and you're like, he's fucking dead. So I'm like, Fia, what's up with you? Get up, what's wrong? And he's like... Pip on the face. And I'm like, the pip. He's like, yeah. I was like, do you want me to move it? He's like, yeah. And I move it. And then he's eating the rest of it. And I'm like, fucking hell. You're going to get absolutely destroyed at school.
I don't know where.
Ronnie's like that. No questions. Even I've seen him chewing on the actual end of it. He doesn't chew it on the end of it.
It's just, I don't get what's that. It just happens, doesn't it? I know when they're fought. And nobody warns you that it's... Like,
mate,
she's,
no one warned you about this stage.
The like, toilet habit, well, everyone, toilets
they only won't warn you about, oh, fucking, when you have a new boy.
Yeah.
Like, my wife wants to have another baby, and I'm just like, fuck that. Like,
it can't hurt. I'm sorry, but it can't hurt, because,
no,
like...
No, me. But, like, the thing is, what she's wanting is the newborn bit. Yeah. Which, if you think about it, is the easiest part. It fucking is. I don't care what anyone says.
They just cry.
Don't do fuck all. And yeah, you're tired in the night. Yeah, you are. I'm fucking tired now.
Mitt, listen to us. If we rewound back to our first few episodes where we're like, the hardest job in the world. Like,
mate, definitely, yeah. But it is. And like, for anyone who's like wanting to have kids or, you know, who's thinking about, get it. It's fucking, the hardest thing isn't the beginning. It's just new.
Does this mean that? It gets harder. Parenting fucking gets harder, do you
well,
think?
Well, think of Caitlin, right? So the boys are four and nearly three. Like, I can't, there's no reasoning. With Caleb, I'll be like, wait, what's wrong? And he'll actually be able to have a, he'll sulk and be like that. And I go, no, that's not right. You do it this way. And he's like, all right, okay. I was like, from now on, do it that way. And it's done. But with like Ronnie or Fit, Ronnie's the hardest because he is so emotionally charged. He's actually like developed, and I'm not saying it's my fault, but I do the old hands up, getting him to box and stuff. But he's actually been fucking throwing full on punches at like Caleb and fucking Theo. And I'm like, and it's all from emotion. Like, it's not just for fun or anything. It's all because, like, say someone picks up his Hulk toy, he'll go fucking mental.
No, but again, I think that might be part of the, I know he's a bit younger, but, like, that might be part of the stage role because Autumn started getting really aggressive. Like, she comes at me trying to punch me, and she did it the other day. Like, she threw her toys at me and said, "You're a stupid bum," right? And I tried not to laugh because it's quite a... It's
that's the thing. If you laugh, that's it. You're fucked.
Well, I threw my toys back at her, and she...
Oh, you want to throw to her?
That's what I did. Like, I know I need to forget not to raise my voice because it's so stupid. I'm telling her not to raise a voice, and then I'm raising a voice back.
That, how hard is it? Because I've done the same thing. Like, I used to get shouted at and, like, fucking taught a lesson.
Yeah.
The kids now, like, they've got it easy in that respect. But, like, how are you meant to reason with them? And it's infuriation, like...
Yeah, I've learnt now, right? So that, I've been reading through all these fucking books and everything else like that. And it was saying, and it's quite spot on, really. It was saying, like, we see kids as, like, a thing or a problem. When they're kicking off, we see them as, like, a problem. Like they're throwing a tantrum, this is a problem. Like, and we tie them as a problem, like a collective problem. Mm. But say you was having, like, a problem with your wife and... She was doing something and she got a bit cross or whatever, right?
Slid off the sofa.
Yeah, slid off the sofa and she was like, I can hit this coffee or whatever, right? And she,
you'd actually be like, are you fucking real?
If you started shouting at her and saying, you will do what I'm telling you to do or else, you know, else you'll be in trouble or you'll be on the naughty step or, you know, I'll embarrass you and put you on a step on your own for like for 2 seconds, 2 minutes or whatever, and all these other ways of doing it, do you think that'd work?
No.
Of course it wouldn't. And the more you shouted at your wife, the more they'd shout back. So it was like, and I looked at it and I was like, yeah, he's right. Because at first I was like, no, that's not showing them boundaries and that's not showing them that who's in charge and blah, blah, blah. But they were saying, all you're creating is an environment where there's someone who's dominating and somebody who's subservient. And you're just showing somebody, you do whatever I tell you to do because I shout loudest, I'm scarier, I'm this, that, the other. Whereas actually what you need to do, even though it's probably won't work necessarily, is just help them understand why they're frustrated because they don't know. Obviously they're angry because they're frustrated, but they're not, their brain ain't developed enough to understand it. So you
just say that to them, like, your brain's not developed enough, you're thick as shit.
No, but you say to them, like, look, I understand you're frustrated, I can see you're frustrated, and you're frustrated because, and then you tell them why they're frustrated. Honestly, mate, it worked so much better.
But if I say that to Ronnie, he doesn't have any of that. So, like, put him on the naughty step, we don't do that anymore because he just wets himself deliberately. Yeah. He's not even, and he'll sit there in pissy pants. And part of me is like, well, I'll just leave him there. But you can't leave, no. When you can't leave him.
Do you do
there.
The 1-2-3 thing? Because that works instantly.
1-2-3.
Nah, honestly, all you have to do is be, and it's like they instantly know it, like it's built into them. All you have to, I mean, I've never taught Autumn what happens if she doesn't, like, do it after 3 seconds.
What would you do if she let it go then? What are you going to do?
She did not do it once, and then I panicked and I didn't really know what to do, and I shouted. But there's, like, I'll say to her, you've got 3 seconds to make sure this is done, right? And again, this was before I started to understand the whole, like, speaking to them like they're an actual human being. And I said, you've got 3 seconds, else you'll be in lots of trouble. And I was like, 1, 2, and then she's like, all right, and then starts like going to do it. But then I get tempted by that because I'm like, don't you speak to daddy, like, and then I start another argument. I'm so argumentative.
I was brought up like, you literally couldn't, like, they were the people who set the rules, and you had to live in them boundaries. And if I, like, for example, if I was like, all right, I'll do it. If I said, like, all right, I'd get clipped around the ear.
But then that's because we're forgetting that they're 4 years old. Like,
I know, you're having full-on argument. Yeah. And then, like, my wife will come in from work, and I'll have, like, a fucking moan about how shit the kids have been for half an hour.
Yeah.
And I'll be saying this thing, and she'll be like, yeah. And then she'll go, he's 3 years old.
Yeah.
And
I'm that's because, do you know?
Do you ever find yourself, like, look back, go, I'm arguing with a person that's been on the planet for 3 years.
Do you know what, though? It's not our fault because...
It's their fault.
Because I've got trainers that are older than, like, Autumn. Yeah. But it's because
You've got a sock under your bed. That's older than autumn.
Christy. there's a... When, apparently, you get, like, childhood amnesia, right, where you don't really remember things from seven backwards. So you very rarely remember. You remember little clips of it, tiny little bits. But from about seven onwards, by the time you get to our age, you don't remember hardly any of it.
I remember, like, my going back to that quick was... Exactly what you said. Like, I don't remember full bits, but I remember, and I think I've talked about this before, realising that my, like, fucking mum was pimping me out. Yeah. It was, like, the old guy next door, Sid.
Yeah,
he was,
like,
80 at the time, and I must have been, like, fucking two. And I used to wash his car in, like, bright red wellies. And, like, my mum would just be in the house. Like, yeah. And I'd be out there with this, like, eight-year-old man just watching me wash his car.
Well, this is the thing, right? You only really remember...
He definitely fucking touched me.
Really, really happy... events are really traumatic events.
Definitely
it's usually
traumatic. I reckon I've been bummed up against that car.
Yeah, right? So, if you think about it, you're telling that child off with the discipline that you remember, right? Which is probably about seven onwards, probably more like 10 years old. Yeah. So you're telling the child off as if they're a 10-year-old because you're remembering how you were told off. You're remembering being told off at like 10. So we're trying to now tell a 4-year-old off as if they're a 10-year-old. So it's not our fault. It's just we can't remember how we were like...
Fucking hard, isn't it? This has all come from two dickheads meeting at uni, right? Yeah. Didn't have a fucking clue what we were doing there, but we just weren't wanted at home.
Yeah.
Why didn't you go to uni? All right, and then look what's happened. Look at us!
I know.
Look at us!
Who'd have thought it?
Look at us.
Who'd have thought it?
Mate, we're the fucking boys. But what I was going to say is, obviously, you know, we've talked about a couple of things and we've got loads of episodes coming up, pipeline, we've got videos coming out. But before we wrap up the episode, I just want to talk to you about, obviously, we are a mental health podcast.
Yeah.
You know, this podcast has really stemmed from mine and your struggles.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about when you were talking about the metaverse sort of thing. Right. Do you reckon it's, because I've thought it might be like a gateway for people who don't go out, who have their anxieties and stuff like that, or like depressed about certain things, and they stay at home. And when you're at home on your own and you haven't got anything to keep yourself, you know, preoccupied, keep your brain working, you become your own demon. Do you reckon it's a friend or foe,
mate,
in that respect?
That exact thing happened. So when we were in that, there's like a lobby where you all stand and chat and talk and stuff. And there was everybody in there was quite new to it all. I think it's only been running for a little bit. And they're all talking about it. It's like, wow. And everybody was like trying stuff out. And it's like, wow, so my eyes are moving when I'm really moving them in real life. And they were like, yeah. And then they were like, you could smile, you could do all these things. And people were saying, oh, it's really cool that you can just like chat to people. And we're just talking and we'd never met before. And it's really, really good. And just talking about all this. And out of nowhere... this sort of kid popped up next to us. I don't know, he must have been like a teenager or maybe a bit older, I don't know. But he just out of nowhere popped into the conversation and he sort of like put his head in. It was like, imagine like a circle of people talking. And he was like, and it's also quite good for people who have like social anxiety who have found it difficult to talk in real life. It's good. And then I sort of turned to him, started talking to him a little bit. And he was like, yeah, I found... like, I've got a lot more confidence here because I'm behind a, you know...
Screen, an avatar, yeah.
Yeah, an avatar. And that it allows me to talk and chat to people, whereas I wouldn't do in real life. I'd even
you get
leave
judged on, like, your personality, not how you look.
Yeah, yeah. And I thought about it, and in a way, it's good. I mean, it's not healthy in the terms of that you don't have that, but, you know, in the real world. But at the same time, it's got to be much better than sitting on your own at home, not being able to talk to anyone and being more and more, you know, mental health suffering more and more because you're so secluded and isolated. There, he's literally, it's so realistic, like you're talking as a person, moving your hands, doing everything else, that you are effectively, like, talking to people in the real world. So, but well, they're just not there.
If, you know, like you say, or what I was saying before is, like, my struggles with mental health is, like, I've always been, like, the bloke out and about loud, stuff like that. But when I was depressed and going through, like, this just fucking horrible thing and I had no real clue and no real answer. Because they say it's you only start to notice it when you're 90% of the way, if you know what I mean. And I was, like, thinking, you know, depressed and I don't want to be here anymore and, like, that sort of stuff. But when I was at home and I had no one around, that's when it all came like tumbling down. So suppose if like people have got that opportunity, that avenue,
yeah,
to like go and speak, maybe if it's like good or not, but like you say, you've got to look after yourself, and you've got to try and put yourself first.
Exactly. I mean, we're nowhere near, you know, medical professionals when it comes to anything like this. But
you say you're not, but I'm going to be
your
honest.
Your doctorate says different.
But my 1 year at Southampton Solent Uni, studying the BTech sports coaching.
Well, there you go. But at least we can at least point people in a direction if they don't know it already, and promote things and yeah. You know, stuff like that. And it's, we want to just try and remain positive when it comes.
Positivity is a big key. Yeah. But Matt, I want to say thank you for taking out the time of your day to put on that fantastic jacket.
Thank
and
you.
What is that?
It's corduroy.
Of course it is. Thanks for everyone for paying attention to us. take that bow. Thanks for everyone for listening to another episode of Lads and Dads. Like I said before, please like and subscribe. And yeah, comments, give us messages. We're happy to interact with you guys. And I've been Ben, and this is
Matt Macri.
Take care, guys.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.